This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we're the hosts of the program. Welcome. Thanks for being with us on your Friday. I really appreciate your time, wherever you are listening in around the world, hanging out with us. And enjoy the program in your own way, in your own time, via TuneIn Radio, OO Tunes. Maybe you've got one of those Radio Player Canada apps. Radio Player app, excuse me. To listen to us on, where there's all sorts of radio stations and stuff. And also the lucky ones with those Victor Reader streams. They're nice units to listen to, and we are in one of the favorites on the Victor Reader stream. So tune in radio, Radio Player Canada, OO Tunes, all sorts of great apps in which to listen to Kelly and Company. Also, keep in mind the repeat of the program, 5 p.m. Eastern time. A lot of stuff thrown at you there, so I apologize. I might have been a little too much of a handful of information there. Rami, let's welcome in, as we do on Wednesdays and Fridays, a conversation to talk about things going on in different regions around Canada. Today, for our regional content report, we're joined by Karen McGee, AMI Content Development Specialist in Ottawa area. Hello, McGee. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm still taking notes, so just give me a second on your earlier, in your intro into that. That was a lot of information.
Cal. You've got all that, right?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm good.
You already, thanks. Oh, no. You already know all that stuff, right?
Yeah, you can just email it to me.
Yeah, no, if I ask you anything about the TV side, you'll know where all that stuff is. Us poor audio people.
Oh, that's not true at all. You're my favorite, but don't tell them.
Don't. Your secret's safe with us as far as our voices go, that is. How are you?
I'm well. I'm actually in the Ottawa office today for the first time in a long time, working out of here. So it's very exciting. John Melville was here. He just left.
Is that why you went in? Because Melville was there today? Is that what
you're
saying?
She's always chasing him around.
Guy. No, he invited me to come in.
You know what? Go sit in there, take a picture, and send it to him. I'm in the office.
Oh, no. He was here with me. He just left. We have a picture. He took a selfie with the two of us together.
He loves
to prove that you're friends.
To prove that we were both in the Ottawa office.
Yeah, who's that gets cycled around? We'll see that on Teams come up in a little while.
Lord knows. I'm afraid to ask. My head looks really large because he's much taller. I'm not that tall. He's much taller than I am, so I was trying to stand. Anyway, it's not a good picture.
What do you tell it to low vision people? Your head looks large. Like, do you know what Rummy and I, what's in our heads
I'm giving you a description. I have an Irish Scottish background. I cannot wear hats. I have a large head. I own it.
Rummy doesn't.
This is good for general audio description, but we like the specifics.
Well, and Rummy never grew up with cartoons, really. So it's not like she has the image of, you know, the person, the body on a cartoon that is just a head and partial body and then feet, legs. Mm-hmm. Like, Rummy doesn't have those images of a big pulsating Karen head.
Yeah. And I'm not talking, like, it's not bobblehead big, but it's Rosie O'Donnell big.
Oh, geez, I didn't even think of bobblehead doll. McGee, now I'm going to be laughing at you thinking of you as a bobblehead doll later on.
You, like, do what you got to do, buddy. Whatever gets you through the day.
An organization in Ottawa has a neat way to recycle a piece of Canadian history. So what is all this about?
So it's a company called Under One Roof. And before I tell you about them, I'm going to tell you a little bit of Canadian history. So sit down, get some popcorn.
All right, I'll take notes. Better ones than you did earlier.
That's right. Take notes. In the early 1900s, Public Works Canada spent about $265 million to renovate the Parliament buildings. Not part of the renovations that are going on. These are the ones that happened a few years ago. When the repairs were done, and I remember this because the roofs looked beautiful, there was 7,000 kilograms of copper that had been on the roofs of Parliament Hill since 1918. They replaced a lot of the roof. It's a copper roof. Copper turns green when it's exposed to air and stuff. It corrodes. And there was this lovely, lovely green. This lovely sort of, copper green. We think of copper as like copper colored and shiny. They turn green. It's beautiful. It's like the Statue of Liberty color. Mm. So in 1996, the Honorable Diane Marlowe, who was the Minister of Public Works, announced that they were going to turn the recently removed portions into heritage souvenirs. So that's where Under One Roof comes in. They're a social enterprise founded by the Ottawa-Carleton Association for Persons with Developmental Disabilities. The clients who are paid for all their work take the sheets of copper and clean them with ordinary paint thinner, soap and water. They then take the sheets of copper and cut them to a size using a punch and die. And then the raw materials sent out for finishing work. They're also involved in the handling and packaging to fulfill customer orders. So what they make out of these are maple leaf lapel pins. They're in gold or pewter. And they're really unique and really quite pretty. And I actually wish they did earrings.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're really, it's really unique, right?
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if there's a, if it's a handling thing or a safety thing with the earrings. But that sounds so amazing. Who wouldn't want some, you know, something made from that?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool. I love history and the Parliament buildings. I mean, I've been around them most of my life. And the roofs are very spectacular on them. And just, I really like the pins. I think it's a great idea. You know, and it's recycled. It's instead of just throwing out all that copper or putting it some, you know, putting it somewhere for somebody to make money off of, which, well, they're making money. But there's a way to recycle it so that every Canadian can have a little piece of history. From 1918, that's like the First World War. Yeah, ended
That's really interesting. And it's funny you say that because I was thinking, my goodness, it would be cool to make poppies like out of that, like kind of really cool, colorful poppies. Wow.
That's a good idea, too.
I love that. You know, something that is an incredible keepsake from that time with World War One, mm-hmm. And a lot of history in Canada at that time.
Yeah, but what a neat way to recycle a product like that. I love it.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Wow. And people can just go, where can people go see all this stuff? So like if they wanted to actually order.
You can buy it online. They sell through a company that works with crafters. It's called makerhouse.com and you can order them there. It's actually an Ottawa company. They are $7.95 plus tax and shipping, and you can choose either gold or pewter backed. And if you're in the Ottawa area, there's a store. It's called the Maker Place Store at 987 Wellington Street West. So just in the area of here, actually, as I read the address, Maker Place Store. You should go check that out as I read that.
Put your hand out. She won't mind making a stop for us.
I'll get right on that.
You know our taste. Yeah. You're in the office anyway, visiting Melville.
We trust your fashion choices.
Yeah, we do.
So Karen,
except for hats. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly.
I can't wear hats.
Okay. So the second story you brought for us, kind of along the same themes of, you know, everything we've been talking about this whole week, a teen in Sudbury has been honored for her environmental advocacy work. Can you tell us about Sophia Mather?
So I love a good theme week, as you know. So I love this theme that you picked, guys. I think it's awesome. So Sophia is 13 years old, and she's one of 25 environmentalists from around the world. So not just Canada, around the world. Only 25 were chosen to be honored by Action for Nature as a 2021 International Young Eco Hero Award. So that's an award that recognizes eco-conscious youth who are 8 to 16 years old, who are taking steps and doing things to try to solve tough environmental problems. They don't have to solve them. They just have to sort of be working towards solving these problems, because we know the problems with our environment are not going to be solved overnight. She took home the award for climate change activist. And according to CTV, Sophia has been lobbying politicians on environmental issues since age 7. Like, I wasn't thinking about this sort of thing at age 7. Definitely would not have started lobbying politicians. She has successfully lobbied the city of Greater Sudbury to declare a climate emergency. She's urged Canadian prime ministers to adopt carbon pricing, has lobbied her MP, Paula Fay, for border carbon adjustments. And she's also the lead young plaintiff in an eco-justice lawsuit against the Ontario government for weakening Ontario's 2030 climate target. What were you doing at age 13? Not that. I was playing hockey.
Nope.
And during the pandemic, she has hosted several virtual events with MPs, MPPs, senators, and has asked Prime Minister Trudeau and Deputy PM Chrystia Freeland to direct questions about their climate plans. People like Sophia really give me hope that our future is in great hands, and they're working really hard to make the world a better place. And it's really great to see her get basically worldwide acknowledgement for all her work.
Wow. You know what I think of, Ramya, is young leaders.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so incredible. Like, this is not just cute stuff, right? This is not just, oh my God, she's doing the best she can. Like, she is going out and really, really targeting very specific people and issues and making big, big, big statements. So she has this long-term goal as well, Karen?
So Sophia's goal is to create, I'm using some of her words here, is to create the political will to enact science-based policies to solve the climate crisis. She hopes politicians will listen to the experts and cooperate to protect the future of this amazing planet. Again, 13 years old right now. Love this girl. Wow.
I bet she's very business. If you come up to her and get her talk, the stuff I bet she could bend your ear with.
And make me realize that I have a lot to learn about things in the world.
She'll go back and tell you, go back to playing hockey. and by the way, how do helmets fit?
But it is motivating, right?
Hard. It is really motivating whenever these young people, climate change wasn't really a thing when I was that age. We weren't worried about it. We were driving cars that spewed out tons of carbon.
Well, Karen, I said this earlier in the show. We worried more about you're wasting energy. Do the window up if you have the air conditioning on, or look at the price. Don't leave the car idling. You're burning gas, not polluting with your exhaust.
Yeah. No. My generation didn't even really worry too much about that. If you turned off electricity, it's because it costs money, not because it was hurting the environment.
That's right.
And I'm a little bit older than you, I think, Cal. And recycling wasn't even a thing yet.
No. And they did mathematical rum to figure out, hey, if you're going to be sitting here, leave the car running for 20 minutes, because if you turn it off and restart it, you're using up 20 minutes worth of gas anyway. We even figured those things out.
Yeah, leave it running. Yeah, it was a different, we were more worried back then. It wasn't global warming when I was in school. It was global cooling. So climate change is a better way to phrase it, because I was wearing a t-shirt this week, which doesn't happen very much in October in this part of the country.
Exactly. No, it's really shocking stuff. And honestly, as you were mentioning, like the list of things that she was doing, right? Like, I just find that it's really, really specific stuff. And all week we've been talking about making specific changes. And I think that this is a really good kind of way to help ourselves target what that is that we're trying to do with climate change.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And she's not doing it in one day. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like a lifetime commitment. And again, some would say she's 13, but I think she's got the mentality, the attitude, whether she's doing other things, to still live at least the talk. So because they fit my head, fedora's off to her. That's for sure.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Thanks, nice Karen. Appreciate it.
it's always a pleasure to speak with you, Ramya. I mean, hi, Cal. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, at least I got a high rum. Anyway, see you later, McGee. Go ahead, Matt. You can hang up on her. Our content development specialist, join us Wednesdays and Fridays right here on Kelly & Company. We've got another hour ahead on the program, and with the Chatty Bookshelf, for example, and Ryan Huey, we're going to visit with him and talk a little Halloween and Audible. Let's get the conversation recap from the past week. Lots to talk about as we get into Cut for Time with Jeff Ryman. Up next, it's The Buzz as Bill Shacklin joins us for the Friday Buzz. You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.